Any feedback?
Well, it was very, I found it very relaxed. And your voice had a soothing quality to it for me. And it just gently let me go in. And I felt that throughout. It was very nice. Thank you. And I liked how you did the rotation in the body with that. And I thought you said changing awareness, unchanging perception. Oh, that's interesting.
Oh, did I?
But I don't know if you did. I thought I put lots in, sort of then the mind goes and then slow down. And I liked the way you rotated joy and happiness in that, specifically in the body, in the main places. So that was a little different experience for me, and I did that. And I think you had a good choice. I found a good choice of words. And then when you did inner strength, and then the opposite, but didn't name it, so we chose our own. But then for us to go to the place of not strength, and I thought that was a little different too, and that was good. I thought, oh, and then to blend them. So I think that helped with merging. I couldn't quite connect with non-stealing, and I know you start explaining it beforehand, and I could certainly work with it more, but I couldn't find it.
Okay.
But that was just me. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
I found the non-stealing phrase, in a sense, it just sort of put me down to stillness. It's like I didn't really interpret. It was like almost like a meaningless phrase. I mean, or it's one of those. It's like doing the opposites, right? It knocks out thought, but it did it without the exercise of switching between opposites. I've heard of the concept of non-stealing. I actually know it's one of the five. Is it virtues or precepts?
Precepts or niyamas, and I always have to think. I don't remember which is which.
But anyway, yeah.
Yamas.
But yeah, I just found it within the yoga nidra that it just became like a thought knocker outer. So it actually put me right down to stillness instant. This is neat.
The opposite experience, it put me into my thoughts. I was just grooving away with giving and receiving.
Yeah.
And all those thoughts. Could you say again how you introduced those? Did you take us directly to the feeling of giving and directly to the feeling of receiving?
Yes, I believe so.
And then flesh that, and then mention that, you know,
some memories,
the thoughts and
emotions, whatever comes along.
Whatever
with that.
Comes along with that, yeah. I thought those were really very powerful opposites. Very, very fundamental opposites. And so I guess because I was so, those were so rich for me, that when you mentioned, in my experience, when you mentioned non-stealing, it's like, what? And it popped me into my head. But then once I realized that, I dropped back down again, and then I went into a whole trip about, oh, wow, all the yamas and niyamas are just great little things to explore there. That's what they're about, is how they really are the exploration of the opposites, especially. Yeah, so, you know, and that they do ultimately go into that place is David, that place of awareness of not. You know, of oneness. So it did serve its purpose. indirectly, actually. And I could feel that. I but your voice to me was like, it's like the ticking of the clock. It was just very steady, and it was like a soothing metronome somehow. Not hypnotic, but just reassuring. It was a very reassuring presentation, delivery, I thought. And a thing that did come up, a question that came up for me as you were doing it, was the use of your or the, like your body or the body, your feelings, you know, whatever it was, your mind, it just sort of rose up this question I have about how to use, you know, maybe just start with your in the beginning of the practice, and as you get deeper, go into the, because it is more, it did seem to pull me back into my ego sense.
Okay, I'll watch that.
And at the end, when you did the inner strength, at the opposite of the inner strength, that was phenomenal. That was really... because my experience was that the recognition that it's because of the contrast that we are able to perceive or recognize. Really. So that there was a feeling of rightfulness about the opposite. Does that make sense?
That one couldn't arise, the inner strength couldn't arise.
What the awareness of one couldn't really arise without the awareness of the other one. So the so-called negative one truly has served its purpose. It's a very beautiful way to end it.
Thank you.
I think that inner strength would be a good theme for a whole session.
I felt very skillful, Tony.
I'd like to say something about the quality of your voice and what you were saying, the metronome of it. For me, there was just this real, it was like clear, concise simplicity that, you know, had this, you know, one step, two steps, three steps, that, you know, I mean, it was just all there, that just, you know, just kind of kept me there, kept me going all the way through. Like, it was really very, very wonderful. And it's as if, you know, there was, for me, in that, I could, you know, fully and completely trust. I felt like there was this, you know, I don't know, maybe it was your languaging too about the giving and the receiving of, you know, that there's just this deep trusting in where you were taking me, us.
Thank you.
And I kind of missed your introduction, so I didn't know if that your intention then in bringing up the non-stealing I mean, the whole interconnectedness of, you know, the exploration of, you know, the giving and the receiving, and, you know, the non-stealing and the inner strength. I mean, was that just my experience? And it's like, wow, that was all.
Actually, yeah, I guess I forgot to do. I did the introduction earlier, and so there was something I said that I wanted to work with giving and receiving, and uh-huh. for me, non-stealing is associated. So, uh-huh. It comes up.
Yes.
Okay. So. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was about what I said.
That was.
So weird. Actually, I'm curious. So he didn't have the introduction. So it. How did it land
there? It was all about that. Mm. Like, you know, it just felt like it was all just a deepening of what those experiences are, and the opposite, mm. and the bigger experience mm. of that. Mm. It just felt very, very interconnected. Mm. Except the comfort and discomfort for me. That was just a little thing that I... but, you know,
yeah.
such a bad piece. That was really, really interesting. All the interplays. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Could I just say something about coming into my head with that comment I made? I'm realizing that woke me up. Mm. Mm. You know, that actually added an element of awakeness mm. to it. Mm-hmm. It's like a gone mm. somehow, you know, mm-hmm. groove and all mm-hmm. this stuff. Gone. Mm-hmm.
And was it opening? Like, I felt like it was like that kind of took it all in. Well, that was just for me, that, oh, okay, that all makes sense.
Yeah, I'm really curious about these yamas and niyamas. Like, I haven't thought of them as properties of awareness before. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it seems to me, it's all the same thing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you tell I've been reading potentially? Do you want to say anything?
Mm. I was in a very, I wasn't with the practice for a while. One thing I really appreciated was what I consider to be the positive as part of the opposite being given first. Mm. Often when I do a practice, I'm finding a negative aspect mm-hmm. in myself, and then mm-hmm. looking for the positive to kind of ameliorate the negative.
Yeah. Mm.
So to just be asked to find the what I would consider the positive first.
Yeah.
Was really well. That went against what I often habitually do. Mm. And. You know, only later, after people were talking, I think that I was not watching my reaction. So often I'm aware that I'm feeling positively towards an experience.
Yeah.
So I'll feel the experience, and I'll feel my reaction to the experience, the positive reaction. But I think I'm just distracted today. And there's a lot of circumstances that are up front. Mm-hmm. So I was less aware of my own personal reaction to experience. Mm. So the experience arises, and then I just take it as a given that it's a positive experience. Mm. Whereas often in Yoga Nidra, that becomes more transparent to me, you know. And I don't think that's the delivery. I just think that's where I was working today. Mm-hmm. And as with respect, any feedback for the delivery, I just felt it was a very, you know, I didn't. It was just a. Just Yoga Nidra, that, you know, that I would, any retreat I'd be on, any class, I was just, you know, there was nothing. There was just, how would I word this? Well, Joni, basically, I could have been at home listening to a Richard Miller tape and been in the experience. You know, so. Just the level of competency and choice of language, and everyone here just summarized it very well. I mean, no confusion in the language, very straightforward, very simple, very direct, very pointed, and yeah, very calming. And I think a lot of people mentioned that holding, you know, here is a practice and someone delivering it and holding you in a practice. Mm-hmm. And that was very
did you have a lot of effort, not while you were delivering, but in preparation? Did you think about these things a lot? And
wow. No, I knew I wanted to work with the Vijnana Maya Kosha, because in the past I've always gone up to emotions and stopped there. So that was where, you know, I've been thinking about this, just about the whole belief thing, and then there was the giving and receiving just came up in a, you know, other circumstances. So I thought, oh yeah, so there's thoughts, you know, like this, I can hear them going off when I'm either giving or receiving, like, you know, expectations or assumptions or whatever. And so I thought, that would be interesting to explore. And for whatever reason, it's that and non-stealing has just been kind of on my mind. I don't know if it occurs to you, like you kind of go through grooves where you're thinking about, I've been thinking about non-stealing or stealing, you know, both of them.
I think about that in a similar way that we talked about earlier. We just carpool today, and that environmental issue is kind of like stealing from the next generations of humans or animals too. Well, I just it just seemed as though not during the practice, because I think I missed a fair bit of it from sleeping as well, but I got as far as the giving and receiving, and it just seemed like there had been a lot of thought going into it, a lot of consideration. That's why I was curious about that. Yeah.
You know, I'm just thinking, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Oh, no.
Thinking about the tendency to, or the sleeping, which, you know, I mean, it's so great when you need to, because it's deeply restful. And something that, some feedback Richard gave to me in Edmonton on retreat after one of the deliveries, was to think about modulating my voice when I move between the koshas. Mm-hmm. Because those are the times when people tend to be, you know, you've gone in, you know, to an exploration of something, and you're dropping deeper. And that then when you make that shift, to just bring your voice up a little bit, or and now, or, you know, something that calls calls people back.
Yeah, okay.
Great anticipation. And this, when today, for whatever reason, when you invited us to set an intention, I just instantly thought, I'm going to keep my eyes, I'm going to do this yoga nidra, eyes wide open.
Oh.
Staring into the flowers.
Oh.
And, which I did. Mm-hmm. But every once in a while, I just had to shut my eyes, you know, and do some really internal focusing. But most of the time, I was able to just look at the flowers yet still, you know, be totally with your voice and whatever inward thing was going on. And the flowers were just, they were just, you know, letting some place for the eyes to rest instead of darkness. No, they weren't, I wasn't. And sometimes I was switching between a visual sensation and some other thing. So I found that kind of a neat experience.
Mm-hmm. Good practice, just for bringing it into everyday life, like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the flower, you know, flowers seem to work well for that because they have great nuance of detail, and they're kind of abstract though, as well. So you don't get thinking about them too much, I guess, unless you're a horticulturist and you're thinking about it. But I'm not, so they were just shapes and colors and kind of like a kaleidoscope.
Yeah, I can imagine how they would just melt into a soft focus with your eyes.
Yeah. Well, actually, they were quite sharp and vivid, I guess, because of the, you know, the tulips are kind of good for that. They have sharp lines. And yet it is kind of like a field effect instead of, you know, studying an object.
You know, so broader.
Yeah, you get the emotion, like there's just the explosion of all the stems, and then there's these patches of bright color and soft color. So that was neat.
Well, thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.